Hello and welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Lonnie Gregory, and I know today if you stay tuned to the broadcast that God's Word will encourage your heart. I don't know about you, but I need some encouragement today. I don't know about you, but as I look around and I see the things going on in our world today, I need encouragement. I need something somewhere that I can put hope and trust in and know that the one I'm hoping and trusting in is faithful, good, and true, and that's my God. I want to talk about Him today, and I want to talk from His Word, so stay tuned. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, there's many under the sound of my voice today that need encouragement. There's many under the sound of my voice today that have received bad news. Lord, there's many in my broadcast under the sound of my voice, Lord, that needs a touch from you. Help us, Lord, to take your word today and apply it to our hearts and lives. And help us, Lord, to get in your word and learn of your word. And I pray that your anointing be upon us this day. And I pray, Lord, for our nation, God, and ask that you bring revival to America. And Lord, we pray for those under the sound of my voice that's not born again, do not know you as Lord and Savior, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And help them to realize, Lord, there's only one way into you, God the Father, and that's through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you can and you want to read with me, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. David had been anointed king over Israel, but had not come into the kingdom. For many years he'd been chased and run and by Saul the king and tried to kill him. Gone through a whole lot. David had gone through a whole lot and his men. And sometimes when you go through a lot, you get weary and get tired. But the Bible says that if we won't faint in due season, we'll reap. And I want to encourage you today, some of you may have gone through a long time of trials and a long time of disencouragement, but I come by to tell you that if you won't faint, there's a due season coming. If you won't faint in due season, there's a harvest coming. God is faithful and His Word is true. And what He did for one, He will do for you and for me. And in this portion of Scripture, it says here in verse 3, David and his men came to the city, speaking of Ziklag. And they had been off, and they'd come back to where their families were, and this is what they found. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. And David and all the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Adoniram, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And down in verse 8 it says, And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Oh, what a word he received in this time. When David and his men come back to the city where their families were, they got there and they found out that the city had been burned, and that all the people there, all their children and all their wives had been taken off into captivity. And the Bible said that they wept until they couldn't weep no more. Have you ever been there? Have you ever had a night so long you didn't think it was going to ever end? Have you ever been through a trial that you didn't think you was ever going to get out of? Have you ever had an affliction in your body and you thought, Oh, Lord, help me through this day. And you wept until you just couldn't, have you ever cried till you couldn't cry no more? When David and his men got back and their wives and their daughters and everything they had, their sons were gone. And the city was burnt with fire. And to top it all off, the men, they were sore vexed in their soul for the loss of their children and their wives. And they even spake of stoning David and was blaming him for what had happened. You know, so many times when things happen to us, we want to blame somebody, but you need to place the blame where the blame is. And this was with the Amalekites, the enemy of God's people. And they'd come in and they'd attack when all the men were gone. And they burned the city down and they took the women and they took the children and they took them as captives. And David, when he was faced with this, he wept right along with his men because he had lost his wives. And he wept with his men, and he wept till he couldn't weep no more. And then the people turned on him. Have you ever been in a place that the ones around you that you thought you could depend on, they turned on you? I'm talking to somebody right now. The closest ones to you have turned on you. But I want to tell you what to do. In a time like that, the same thing that David done. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He got away from the disencouragement, got away from the tears, and he got away with his God. My grandson said something the other day in his sermon. It says, what you stand in presence of is going to stand in presence with you. In other words, what we're standing in presence of is going to stand in presence with us. If we're standing in the presence of God, God's presence is going to be with us. But if we're standing in doubt and fear, that's what's going to be standing against us. And David realized he had to get away, and he had to encourage himself in the Lord. And I had to think about, if I was David, and all this had happened to me, what would I recall in my mind? And if I was David, I'd have to go back to the time that he was watching his father's sheep and a bear came out and God gave him power to overcome that bear and kill him with his hands. And a lion came out and God gave him power to overcome that lion. And then he faced the big giant Goliath and God gave him grace and God gave him strength, because David told the giant Goliath, he said, the battle it's not my battle. The battle is God's battle. David had to encourage. Sometimes you just got to sit down and remind yourself of what God has already done for you. And that God hasn't brought you this far to leave you and forsake you. And I had to think about all the times that David had run away from Saul and had to hide himself in caves. And how he was sought to kill him. And each time God would protect him. And each time God would watch over him. Today I want you to know there's nothing that's impossible with our God. And our God is faithful. And all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. And if we will be faithful to serve him, there's a due season coming and we'll reap. God will tell us what to do. God will tell us where to go and where to stand and when to do it. And God spoke to David, and David asked God a question. He said, should I go? Should I pursue after these people that have done this? What should I do, Lord? See, there's a time in your life you just don't know what to do. Your men and your family and your people around you can't tell you what to do because they don't know what to do themselves. They all tied up in the burdens and the troubles themselves. They can't get themselves out of it. How are they going to get you out of it? You got to know the right source to go to. Some of you right now are in a mess up to your eyeballs because you've been going to the wrong source asking what to do. You got to ask the right one that knows what to do and has control over your enemy. And that's the Lord God Almighty, the God that we serve. He is faithful. And he'll tell you what to do. The Bible says the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. The Lord will tell you where to go and where to stand and when to move out. And that's exactly what God did with David. David said, Lord, what should I do? Should I pursue? Should I go after them? And I love what the Lord answered him and said, pursue, go on after them. And thou shalt surely overtake them. And then he said, and without fail. Without fail, you're going to recover all. And you know what? Only God can tell you, go after your enemy, do what I tell you to do, and without fail, you're not going to fail, you're going to recover all. See, the Lord knows the ending of this thing. Man don't know, you don't know, but God knows. And David went after him, The Bible says that he pursued after them. He went after them. And just like God said, he came upon them and the enemy was dancing and drinking and celebrating their victory, what they had done. Have you ever seen your enemies when they thought they had you? They were celebrating and they were dancing. And they were making fun of you, saying we got them now. But oh, you better look out how you dance around God's people. You better look out how you dance and celebrate of what you've done to God's children. And the Bible says that while they were dancing and while they were celebrating, David and his men went in and they overtook them. And just like God said, they recovered all. Just like God said, they recovered all. A good friend of ours was preaching the other day, and I love what he said. He said, there comes a time sometime in your life people try to bury you. They try to dig a hole and put you in. But he said, I want you to know I've had people try to bury me. But they made the mistake of not realizing that I'm standing on good soil. And when you bury me, I'm going to come out stronger than I've ever been before. When David went in to pursue after these people that had done this horrible thing to him, God gave him victory and he recovered all. He was able to defeat the enemy. He was able to get all of his children, all of his men's children back and their wives and their possessions. Plus, God gave him what the enemy had as well. And he could send it out and bless other people. Not only God will bless you to recover all. Some of you need to recover your health. Some of you need to recover your children. Some of you need to recover your grandchildren. Some of you need to recover your finances. I don't care what the devil's tried to take away from you. You need to stand faithful with your God and believe God. Believe that God is going to deliver you and restore to you what the enemy. Go into the enemy's camp and take back. But my friend said, let me tell you, when they try to bury you, when they think they've got you, look out, because that's when we're in good soil and we'll come back stronger than I've ever been before. And let me tell you something, David did what God told him to do. It was a discouraging time when they got to Ziklag and everything was burnt and their families were gone and it wasn't looking good. Sometimes the devil will paint you a terrible picture of how things look, but you got to look beyond the picture that the devil showed you. You got to look beyond the trouble. You got to look beyond the tears. You got to look beyond the heartache, and you got to look to your God, who is able to turn everything around and able to cause the tears to drop. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I want you to know our God has got joy in the morning. Don't be discouraged, child. Look beyond that picture that you're looking at now. Look to your God. Get in his presence. Look at his delivering power. And our God is able to deliver and set free. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God of victory. And we need to do what he has told us to do. And David went in and he overtook the enemy and he recovered all, just like God said. And he was restored back. His families were restored back to the men. God did, and he stood faithful to his word. But you know, if David hadn't got alone and encouraged himself in the Lord, he'd have went down with the rest of his men. He'd have been in the same shape that was in. There's got to be a time in your life when the hard things hit you. You got to stand true and encourage yourself in the Lord. Go back and count your blessings and name them all one by one and remember what God has done for you. And I want you to remember, as you read on in the scripture, this incident, this horrible incident, and then this victory that God gave them was just days before King Saul died and David was to step into the throne that God had promised him. And I have to think about, what if David had given up on this day? What if David had quit when he saw all this thing? What if David had not followed God and pursued and got the victory? He'd have missed with the purpose that God had for him in being king over Israel. There's some of you today, you put your hands to the plow and you're trying to look back. But I want you to remember Lot's wife. God told him when they brought him out of Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back. Keep your eyes. Go where I tell you to go. Don't look back. Don't turn and look back. Remember Lot's wife. She turned to a pillar of salt and her family had to go on without her. Some of you have got your hands to the plow. You can't plow and look back. You got to keep your eyes straight ahead. Don't look back into the trouble and the trials, but look ahead to the victory that God has for you. Just a few days ago, we lost a dear man of God in our church, a wonderful brother that had been faithful all the days of his life. And the family and all of us grieve because we're going to miss him while he's gone. But we got to look ahead to what he gained in heaven, the things that he's gained for our faithful life. And a life of fervency of serving God with his whole heart. Oh, the joy that awaits us when we get home to glory. I want to encourage you today. Don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted and don't give up. Hold on to your faith. Believe God and speak it. Don't speak doubt and disencouragement. You are overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony has to agree with the word of God. I just received a letter from a dear friend of mine. I met her and her husband many, many years ago, and he was a truck driver, and we met him in our mobile chapel ministry. And as we got to know this couple real close and just love them very much, they were precious in our sight. But he ran off and left our friend and ran off and left her for another woman. When it broke her heart was grieved because she'd been with him and loved him, and it was her dear husband. And when he left her for a younger woman, it just about devastated her heart. It broke it. But she never lost her faith. She confessed that God was going to bring him back home. She confessed that God was going to restore their marriage. And people laughed at her. And people mocked her for saying that. And they said she was crazy to believe that God could bring him back and that God was going to restore a marriage. But after some years, the woman he ran off with left him, and he wanted to come back home. And our friend took him back in. And when he went to get a divorce from this woman he thought he'd married, come to find out the divorce wasn't even legally married to her. He was married to our friend all the time. God restored the marriage and made it stronger than it had ever been before. And until the day God took him home with him, they lived a glorious life and a testimony of what God will do. So many times you give up. So many times you quit. You look at the ugly part that's happening. You look at the doctor's report. You look at the banker's report. You look at the lawyer's report. You look at what the court has said. You look at what the jail sentence is. But honey, you gotta look beyond that. You gotta get along with God. You gotta keep yourself encouraged in the Lord. It's good to have good friends, but sometimes they can't encourage you. But you gotta learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. You gotta know the word for yourself. You got to stand faithful to the word of God. David recovered all, and you and I can recover all. You say, Blondie, how do I encourage myself in the Lord? First thing you do, you got to get on your knees and pray and ask him what to do. You got to find out what is his will. You got to depend on his protection. You got to depend on God's direction and God's strength to help you to do what you have to do. See, you can't do it by yourself. You got to know the battle is God's battle. When God sent David down there to face Goliath, he told Goliath, Goliath had told him, said, I'm going to do this to you and I'm going to do that. Have you ever noticed how the enemy likes to rant and rage and tell you what all he's going to do to you? But if he could do it all, why ain't he? Until you agree with him, you give him power if you agree with him. But David didn't do that. He said, no, it ain't going to be that way. Today, God is going to put you into my hands, and the whole earth is going to know that there's a God in Israel. And with that, the stone went out, found its mark in Goliath's head, and he went down. David killed the giant, not because of any strength he had, but he knew whose he was, and he knew whose battle it was, and he encouraged himself even when his brothers was against him, even when King Saul told him as a young youth, you too young, you're not a man of war, you can't fight, but he let him go anyway. Let me tell you something, I don't care how young you are, or how old you are, or what the report is, the strength is not in you and myself, the strength is in our God, and he will help us to go out, and he will give us He will give us this power and the strength to face what we got to face, and be a strong and a good courage. Don't be dismayed. Don't be downhearted. For great is our God, and mighty is our God, and wonderful is our God. There's nothing that's impossible with Him. All things, there's no such a thing as a hopeless case with Him. I've seen people come up and they say everything is hopeless, and there's no way we can get out of it. And then they turn to God and seek Him with a sincere heart, and let God be God. Let Him be the God of your life, and He can bring you to blessings, and He can bring you to victory. One of my most favorite stories in the Bible is King Jehoshaphat, when he got letters that the armies were coming down upon him and his people. He went before God and he told him, he said, Lord, we don't have any might against this army, and we don't know what to do with these armies coming down on us, but our eyes are upon you. And then God gave him the battle plan. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, get you 20 good singers. Jehoshaphat said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get 20 singers. Get out and praise the beauty of holiness before these armies. He had put it in God's hand. And God set ambushments against those armies. And they destroyed one another to the last man. And all the Jehoshaphat and his armies went back. And they picked up all the spoil. Let me tell you something. It took them 3 days to pick up everything. I'm telling you, God is able. God will bring victory in our lives. God will show us what to do. God will lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Don't be discouraged. You might not know what to do. You might not know where to go. But put your eyes on the Lord. Block out everything else around you and get alone with God. That's our trouble today. We don't pray as we ought. We don't pray in the Spirit as we ought. We don't seek God. We spend too much time in TV. We spend too much time on the Facebook. We spend too much time in the world of things. I tell you, Jesus is getting ready to come back. Get yourself ready. Like a friend of ours used to say all the time, he would say, if you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. In the times that's coming on this earth, the time of tribulation, the time of wrath of God poured out upon the wicked, I want to be gone. When that trumpet sounds, I want to be out of here. I want you to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Look at what's happening in our country. Look at what's happening in our world. Never have I seen immorality like it is now. Never have I seen wickedness on every hand like it is now. Never have I seen such a upheaval and trouble and worried. Everybody's worried and everybody don't know what to do. They got all this knowledge and they're worse off now than they've ever been because they've left God out. Some of you in a mess because you left God out. You try to get happy through alcohol, honey, it ain't gonna do it. You try to soothe everything with drugs, it ain't gonna happen. It's just gonna take you down. Like the old saying, sin will take you further than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, and it's going to keep you longer than you want to stay. And I'm talking about throughout eternity in hell, separated from God. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And if the choice is yours today, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to serve God, you've got to accept Jesus Christ. But if you refuse the love of God, God says, He said in His Word, Jesus said, I did not come to condemn you, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants to give you that abundant life. He didn't come to condemn you. He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to pay for your sins and mine. And all we have to do is receive that gift of salvation and let Jesus be the Lord of our life. I tell you, I've served God for many long years, but I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I'm closer home now than I've ever been before. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I've had some discouraging times. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I've had some times I've had heartbreaks. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I've received some bad reports. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I've had stand over the caskets of a lot of loved ones. But I'm here to tell you that my God has kept me through it all. His grace has been sufficient. He has never left me and He has never forsaken me. He's never let me down. He's never walked off and left me to myself. Even when I didn't have strength to get up, He would send His mercy and grace and help me back up. Just like Peter, when he got out of the boat and he walked on the water, he got to looking at the storm as he was going to Jesus, and he began to sink. But he cried, "Lord, save me." And the Bible says immediately Jesus reached down and saved him. I don't care what you're going through. Cry out right now, and the Lord will immediately reach down and pull you out. My pastor used to say, God will pull you through if you can stand the pull. You let God pull you through. You do what God tells you to do. You pursue after what God tells you to pursue after. You go where God sends you. Stay where God puts you and give Him what you got, and that's Jesus. And any time you do that, you're going to come out victorious. Any time you serve God, you can't help but win. It may look bad at sometimes. And sometimes it may be tempted that your heart get troubled. But the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. And He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, I tell you, God has given us His precious word. We need to get in His word and know that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And He's going to lead us beside the still waters and down by the green pastures. And He'll prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. I've had enemies line up and think He's going to do me in, but I'm still here. I'm still in the race, and I'm going to finish my course, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And when it's time for me to go home, He's going to give me a sweet crossing. I'm going to lay down in the arms of Jesus, and I'm going to wake up in glory. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Don't be discouraged, my dear friend. Don't be downhearted. Reach out to your God. Let Him tell you what to do. Let Him direct your footsteps. Lift up your heart and get alone with Him, and let Him touch you. Let Him bless you. Let Him encourage you. Let Him talk to you. Let Him, through the Word of God, get in the Word. Don't take other people's word for it, but get in it for yourself. He said, David said, I've hid your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Trust in Him and let Him bless you. Today I want you to know that if you have a prayer request, write me, and I promise I'll pray for you, but you pray for me as well. That's a two-way street. And if this broadcast has been any kind of encouragement to you, drop me a little note in the mail and let me hear from you. Let me know that the word is encouraged. I want to encourage myself in the Lord, but it's good to get an encouraging note. God bless you today. And I pray today you have a sweet, sweet day in Jesus. My little great-grandson asked me, and he'll say, Nanny, I had the best day ever. And that's what I want you to do, the best day ever. Every day with Jesus is the best day ever. I said, every day with Jesus is the best day ever. I said, every day with Jesus is the best day ever. Encourage yourself in Him today, and let God bless you. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and thank you for hearing His word preached. God bless you today. Amen and amen.